23-9, a big day for the Gold Coast Suns for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, oh, look, it is them on the field. And, look, there was an incident off the field, coming off the field, which, we want to mainly chat about, the crowd behaviour. We know they're struggling on the field, and, Rocket Eagle will do everything to try and get themselves back and running. Yeah. But there was an incident at the end of the game on Saturday night where, there was a spectator going off, and Gary Ablett approached him. And this is one of the witnesses who was close by, Michael Burton.
Yeah, just being very aggressive towards the players, very inappropriate language when there was kids around. That's when Gary Ablett walked over and told him to shush. There was kids around. He goes, "We understand what you're saying, but it's not acceptable what you're saying in front of kids."
Yeah, and there's a lot of chat about saying that the guy tried to actually grab Gary. Where this guy's from, we're not 100% sure, but it'd be great to see if he could own up now, being Sunday or Monday, if he's that big a guy, come up and actually come out to your media outlets and say, "This is what I was saying, and this is why I was saying it." Fair enough. But joining us right now, Tony Cochran, who's the chairman of the Gold Coast Suns. Tony, when you look at an incident like that, and thanks for joining us, that's strong leadership and stance by Gary Ablett.
Yeah, good morning all. I think Gary is really a great leader, and I think on Saturday night it appeared, I didn't see the incident, so I really can't comment about the incident per se, but from all I've been told, he did his best to just try and calm and diffuse the situation a bit, and merely point out to the fan involved that that sort of language was inappropriate when there were children around.
Yeah, and how do you control a fan like that? Is it up to the security? Because, you can't have security looking after everybody. It looked like that he's in more of a corporate area rather than the public. You can't ban him because you've got 25,000 people going to the footy who just go to a different area.
Yeah, well, I think you all have attended lots of games at Metricom. We run a really family-friendly environment. In fact, known for it twice in the last 5 years, we've won the award for it. So, that's a really important part of our match day presentation, and we want fans to come. We understand at the moment they get a little frustrated. We understand that. It shows some of the great passion that's now developing on the Gold Coast for AFL. But at the same time, there is a line and you can't cross that line. And I think the vast majority of people that attend Metricom over now quite some period of time have proven that they are very, very decent fans, very supportive of AFL and very supportive of their team. But from time to time, emotions go over the top. And, our ground review people will be talking to security if need be, make sure they find this individual and have a chat with him and try and defuse the situation and for everybody's sake, move on to just enjoying the footy.
If anything, Tony, you've got an incredible captain who handled it perfectly, gracefully, and with the right team spirit. But, as a Cowboys fanatic that I am, this is what I think we need to get through to the fans, is that no matter what the Cowboys, they had a bad time a few years ago, no matter how much they tanked, no matter how much people turned on them, if you're a fan, you always support and defend your team through the tough times. So this is the time that you actually need your supporters to be there more than when they're winning.
Oh, absolutely. And, I've often said that it's a privilege for the Gold Coast community to have an AFL team here and indeed an NRL team located on the coast. So, what we need is the Gold Coast community to get out and support those teams and get behind them, pick their sport, get behind them, because, these things should never be taken for granted. It's fantastic that we're represented in the national competition. It gives the Coast enormous profile. Our announcement that we're running hard to be the opposition team in China has gained terrific progress out of that right across Australia, and indeed in China. If you speak to anybody in the tourism industry, they're over the moon about it. So, there's lots of quid pro quos in this whole discussion, and what we need really right now, particularly now, we're doing it tough. You can't hide from that. We are doing it tough. But if we get any more injuries, I'm going to have to play, centre-half back.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to be down there joining you. I'm putting my application. I'm going to put it through to Rocket now. But good luck against GWS, the Giants down there in Sydney over the weekend, and hopefully everyone can get behind the Suns. Tony Cochran, the chairman of the Gold Coast Suns. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we really appreciate it, Tony. And I know that it's fine with Gary Ablett from now on, because Spider has a big sign that says, "Leave my boyfriend alone."
Don't worry about it. I'm not getting T-shirts. It's mine.